Yes.
Thank you. It's, you know, I just can't stress enough what a godsend Chris Kaphine has been. He really is leaving a legacy for our entire valley here, and it's just amazing. And it's amazing to see a very mild-mannered, quiet man go up against the type of conflict that he's had to endure, and he has just stayed solid through it all. It really has been amazing to watch him and learn from him through this process. So,
great.
I had another question. Like, and the initial contribution that we're making, that everyone's making, but then future cost, that's still going to be shared with the collaborative, with everyone.
You know, that's a great question, because there's a question mark where that answer should be. And that is, it depends with what Prop 218 and Prop 26 will allow us to do in levying fees. So if we can levy fees on different entities, and I'm not talking about our City of Reedley taxpayers here or ratepayers, but different entities to levy fees and et cetera, we may be able to cobble enough funds to do the GSP. There may be additional costs for our agency here, but there are so many parties involved, 16 that would sign on to this MOU, that I think the cost could be spread and very little impact. Our great hope, though, is that we can apply for some grants. When this SGMA legislation was done, the governor specifically called for funding to be set aside because he recognized the magnitude of work that has to be done along with this. So we do plan to apply for funding through the state.
So we apply for those grants and say we get them, but then there's still some money that's needed. Does the formula call for, like, it would be, everyone would be contributing the same percent, or we're different on that because of the size
that's
and
where
the population that we're serving?
That's where the governing board is going to be making that decision, and that's why I'm really pushing to have Reedley be on that governing board first as the first city representative, because we've been so involved in this from the beginning. So really the governing board would determine how to allocate those funds. But no matter what we do, we would have to do a Prop 218 vote if we planned on passing those costs along to our water, wastewater users here. So I don't envision we're going to be doing that. I really don't. I think we're going to be looking for alternative funding sources. And I don't think it's going to hit the City of Reedley very hard. Unfortunately, I do have a feeling that ag may feel it, particularly in some of the other regions like CID, FID, but that's yet to be seen, and we don't have a lot of clarity around that because DWR hasn't issued their regulations yet that even say exactly what needs to be in the plan yet. So we're not even sure the extent of the plan just quite yet. So.
Wow. It's amazing. Any other questions?
I just have one, and it's kind of strange to me. Why are they so opposed to ag setting on these boards? Because that's the lifeblood of this valley.
So I'm going to give you the Nicole Ziba answer and not the city manager answer. And the Nicole Ziba answer is, so that means it's my opinion, which isn't worth anything. One is, I think they're worried about the precedent it sets for other entities besides governmental entities to sit on a board. That's when you have a BIA like you have in Fresno, that could be a little hairy. The other thing is control. They give up control. When government's not in control, government gets scared. We don't act that way or operate that way here in Reedley. We act on a basis of collaboration and transparency and in doing what's right for our community. Not all government entities do that. And so I do think it's fear of losing control. So, again, my opinion only, it's not even worth 2 cents. So.
But it's true, because government wants to control everybody.
I'm probably the only libertarian city manager, so I don't know about that. But anyways, we would like to have council's approval on this, please. So it would require a motion and a second.
All right. Is there any other questions from council? If not, is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, turn it back to the council.
So move.
Second.
Moved and second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Mayor Salino?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Okay. Going into item number 11, adopt resolution number 2015-097, a resolution of the City Council approving annexation application number 2015-1, approving environmental assessment number 2015-20, and authorize the submission of an annexation application to the Fresno Local, Local Agency Formation Commission related to the territory bound by Dynam Avenue and between Fisher and Hemlock Avenues. Mr. Fabino.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Kevin Fabino, Community Development Department. The subject territory that we're going to talk about this evening is as described by our mayor. It is a territory that currently is in the county, and it is bound, generally speaking, by Dinuba, Hemlock, and Fisher. And we all know this area very well. There is multiple family development existing that is existing to the north. There's industrial users, Growens, and another industrial user to the west of the subject territory, and to the south is a Pawnee Basin and our Rails to Trails segment, which is attached to an entire system. The application or annexation application 2015 is related to proposing annexation of the subject territory, which is approximately 19.31 acres, to the city, and detaching from the Fresno County Fire Protection District. Kind of briefly, the reason the territory is 19.31 acres is because we were approached by a developer. You may recall, actually stood before you and supported the citywide rezone program at one point. They continued to express interest in developing a six-acre portion of that. From that came the idea of talking to the other neighbors. There's consent of all landowners of moving it into the city, which is really a positive thing. As well as the subject territory is actually significantly or primarily surrounded by the city and is considered a peninsula. When I talk about a peninsula, you'll see that at the end of that red line is actually, it's identified on the map as course 3, but it's actually 86 feet. That is what separates the city from the city. And so that 86 feet is the connection point to these basically four parcels, which are willfully and ready to move into the city. Again, the annexation of the territory, the Reedley General Plan, the 2012 and the 2030 versions of our general plan designate the subject territories with light industrial planned land use. The project that I mentioned is consistent with that. The lower 9 acres is owned by Growens, and so their intent, as we've discussed with them, would be to develop with some type of industrial use somewhere long in the future. No plans anytime soon. Through the recently approved change of zone application of 2015-1, or what we would typically know as the citywide rezone program, the four parcels were subject territories within that pre-zone, and by your approval of the pre-zoning, qualify as pre-zoning that is necessary for annexation purposes, and will be very important when it gets onto the LAFCO board. The subject or the application 2015-1 is also consistent with the memorandum of understanding between the county and the city of Reedley. And I wrote, because this application removes a substantially surrounded area and therefore complies with the standards of annexation. As the council knows, typically when we stand here and talk about annexation, it's because you have a project in front of you and it's covered 50% by what's called eminent development. This is a little bit different, but clearly within and consistent with those standards of annexation. So with that being said, staff is recommending through resolution 2015-097 the approval of the environmental assessment number 2015-20, which is a negative declaration, which was prepared consistent with the California Environmental Quality Quality Act guidelines, and we're asking for your approval of the annexation application number 2015-1, which is the actual application that staff has prepared, and then also finally authorizing the submission of an annexation application to the Fresno Local Area Formation Commission for their review and eventual approval. Again, all related to the territory bound by Dinuba between Fisher and Hemlock. Okay. That concludes my report. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Any questions or statements?
Yeah, is Fresno County opposed to this?
They are not, actually. They're very supportive, and we can't wait to get the resolution.
Good. That's good to hear.
Any other questions from staff?
And I have a question. All of the people that own property in this area approved this?
Yes.
Kudos to you.
No, kudos to them. They were willing. That's great. And actually, kudos to you, because you're the ones that actually approved the covenants. You may recall the staff brought before you some covenants some time ago. Your covenants are what actually memorialized and were the driving vehicle that really created the comfort for those folks. We just put it together to make sure that they were comfortable, and both the city and the landowners knew what the expectations would be if they were annexed, when they were annexed, and what would happen based on potential future development. Good. So it kind of worked out well for all of us.
Good. Well, great.
But thank you very much.
Great. Any other questions or staff? See none. Is there any public comment on this item? See none. Go back to the council for the wishes.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2015-97 to approve the annexation application 2015-1 and approve the environmental assessment number 2015-20.
Second.
Been moved and second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Bett?
Yes.
Mayor Salina?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 12 is just to receive information for the council. And going into council reports, start with Mr. Rodriguez.
A few items I want to report on. Made it a point that I wanted to go to this year's Reedley College Fresno City Pump annual game, and it was a great game. We played it here at Reedley High, and unfortunately, we came up a little short, but it was a great game. Good representation from our community. A lot of folks went out that night. October 6th, Neighborhood Watch Group in our, specifically my area, got together. We had a very good turnout, about 30 people, 31 people. Well organized, good questions. We had an officer that, can't remember his name, Chief, I apologize for that, but he also answered some questions, did a very good job that evening. And our folks felt good about it, because we're probably, that area right there is probably has had, we haven't experienced any action at all. I mean, it's like very good. We have a lot of retired folks in our area, so that helps, but very well attended. October 8th, along with our city manager and Councilwoman Fass and Councilman Beck, we attended the League of Cities meeting. Very interesting. Again, you know, the water challenges and the water issues that they talked about, and what's being proposed from representatives, whether they be Democrat or Republican. Joe DeBosque, did I pronounce that right?
DeBosque.
He did a good job. You know, he's always well prepared and so forth, but answered some good questions and so forth. And by the way, I had a conversation with our city manager this afternoon, where he was selected as the agriculturalist of the year. You know, so he's going to be getting a big award. I think that's, if I remember this right, it's on October 28th. there in Fresno. So, and Joe has been a very strong voice for the family, not just, I mean, for the valley, not just for the West Side families, but for the entire valley as a whole. And I believe he sits also on one of the major state boards and so forth, but very well respected. And the things that he's done, I think he's very modest, and things that he's done for a lot of the families on that side of the valley, because we've experienced so much of a drought for the last 4 or 5 years. It's amazing what that man has done in providing, you know, for families and kids and so forth. So I'm really respect him. But he did a very good job at the League of Cities. October 10th, again with the council, we got on the fire engine, did the Fiesta Parade, which is neat to get to see our community. I spent a little time at the park. Food was great. You know, I ate a little bit down there and so forth, and just talked to some folks. And it's an event that pulls the community together, so very well attended. Last night, we met our Parkway, Rails to Trails Committee. We're still working on, you know, the planning and working real closely with Wheatley College on the walk-run 5K that we're going to have in February. I think that's coming along. Would like to commend those businesses in our community that have stepped forward and have made some significant contributions, you know, $500, $250, and so forth. So that's coming along real good, and can't say enough about the people that have volunteered to come together once a month. But our local sponsors are really, you know, stepping up. And I think that's important, because I know that we've talked, what, about a month ago, or maybe at the last meeting, as far as the extension of our trail, you know, and how that's going to develop and so forth. And so one of the discussions we had last night also is making another concerted effort, an aggressive effort, to recruit, you know, more of our community, and not just organizations that they show up, because there's about 4 or 5 organizations that are doing a lot of the work, but maybe, you know, even talking about once or twice during the course of the year where we would have a community event, and we just invite everybody and say, okay, we're all going to get out there and dirty our hands a little bit for an hour or two, and pulling in, you know, that type of human resource, you know, it can make a big difference. So the committee's doing some good work, and I do want to give kudos to Wheatley College, because their students and their administration also is behind this, and they're supporting the walk run that we're going to have in February for Heart Month. And that's all I have, sir.
Okay. Councilman Fass?
A couple of weeks ago, Wheatley College had a speaker forum, and they invited Victor Davis Hansen to come and speak, and I went to that, and if you ever get an opportunity to hear him speak, you'll learn a lot about history, about things that have happened, and why they were set up certain ways, and about our freedoms and attempts to change the freedoms that we have. And it was just a very good, very good event. Also attended the Wheatley Night Out, and at the Wheatley Family Apartments there on I Street and East Avenue. I don't know which street it's called, but which street is it? Is it East? That yes. Or just, anyway, you know where.
I Street.
Past the city yard there. I talked to the manager there and said, you know, asked her how are things going, and she said things are going pretty good. One of her concerns was, she said people come, and I'll have to admit I did the same thing. They come down from Dinuba Avenue, come around there, and then flip around in where you're not supposed to flip around. And there's not enough room there, so you have to back up and go again and make like a 3-point turn to get around there. And she had asked why the roads were blocked like that instead of just being open to go in where the openings are for the cars to go in. And so I was wondering if, I don't know, if Chief, that would be your role, or somebody with the city that works with the streets, and yeah, if somebody could contact the manager and maybe explain to her a little bit about why that was done. I kind of tried, but I think it needs to come from somebody that knows more than I do. And I had her name and I lost that paper that I wrote it on, so I apologize, but if you would just ask for the manager. She was the one that had asked me about that, and she said, I've seen people almost have accidents and I don't want that to happen. And so, you know, if we can get the information to her, and then maybe she can get it within their complex to help people learn why it's set up like it is. Went to the league meeting in Hanford and appreciated Chris Kappheim's, basically he discussed what we just went over with our city manager on the setting up of the water project that we're gonna do. And then Joe Del Bosque also, Del Bosque, is that how you say it? Anyway, he also spoke about more. Chris kind of took the east side and Joe took the west side and spoke about issues with the Delta and monies that are available. And I found it interesting that he said that the way the funding was set up for that 1B money is it has to have an impact that will help the Delta. And I found that to be very odd that we might apply for those funds, but it has to help the Delta or else it will not be approved. So that's something to keep in mind as we look for funding possibilities. Also attended the fiesta on Saturday. And thank you, Chief, for pulling out the old Seagraves and getting that going, and for our new driver this year. Appreciate that. That's a lot of work, and sometimes it doesn't want to start. And so, and that's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Beck?
I had the fortunate to go out during the Reedley night out. I kind of floated myself. I just went out and found different groups together. And just to let you know, Chief, two of those groups I hit, you had officers at both of them, and they did a great job talking to the groups. Most of the people all have some concerns in their areas that I found. I run across a couple that have some issues in that, and I will get those information to you later. But what I noticed that we had one of the largest number of groups throughout the city, I believe, this time around. We had so many new ones that it was really nice. But I was able to make 4 different locations and spend time. I did a couple, one over on Kitpatrick, one over on behind Citizens Park. I did a couple over on, one over on Herbert, did one over on Riverview. And so I kind of tried to spread out, go through town, and there was good crowds at the one I did on Herbert had just broke up, but they had a good crowd there, but the rest I was at had a good turnout at each one of those. Also attended the League of City dinners with the city manager and council member Rodriguez and Fass. And one of the things that I think is probably hitting concern with everybody that's involved in that is the restrictions they have put on the bond, how they can use the money. And it's scary that they have to go through so many hoops just to get that money to the entities that need it. And like Mary said, was the Delta, how can it help Delta? I'll bring two smelt if that'll help them and give it to them, you know, but what does that have to do with storage and stuff of this nature? So that was one of my questions, and I think it's a concern of the people that's on the committee also. Also attended the Fiesta Parade, a little different this year. So I was curious if there was any feedback from anyone how it went, so.
Lots
of feedback.
Yes, good and bad.
Okay.
Lots of feedback.
Good. Yeah. And that's all I have.
Yeah. Member Tam?
Well, this time we did something a little bit different for really night out, because in my neighborhood, it's kind of hard to get people to come out because they're kind of shy and aren't easily able to come out and get together. So what we did was we had really night out at the Jefferson School, and so we invited the neighborhood to come, and we had barbecue, and we had hot dogs and snow cones and popcorn, and we had a good turnout because we gave tickets out for the hot dogs, because everything was free, but the hot dogs, we gave out a ticket just to give us an idea, and we had 125 tickets that we gave out, so we had a good turnout.
Good.
And the families had a good time, and so they were from all throughout the neighborhood and enjoyed the evening, and we had the police officers come, and it was, we have a group of moms, our civic engagement moms, that have kind of been working on that and trying to get ways to get the neighbors involved. So we had a good turnout for being the first time. I think we did well, so everybody
good.
Was happy. Mm-hmm. And so we had company for the, I wanted to go see the helicopter come and land for the, I love to see that. And I tell all my moms at our classes to go. And so Friday morning, I asked them, and a lot of them went, and they said, oh, there was so many people, they said. And a lot of them had never been. It was their first time, and they really, really enjoyed the open house. They really did, so, yeah. So that's it.
Oh, good. I have four things. The Fiesta was great this year. Good comments from people. The route that they took this year, there was no negative comments on that. The amazing thing that from the start to the finish, there was an awful lot of people. They've opened for the fire department, had some great comments.